As nations grapple with new outbreaks and spiking death tolls from the pandemic, a commonly available drug has appeared to offer some hope. Joining me now with more of the detail is Stephen Sard, CEO of Aspen. Stephen, thanks so much for your time this evening. So markets pricing in already what this potentially means for Aspen as you work to meet demand for this breakthrough coronavirus drug, even though it's been in your pipeline for the longest while. This is a big deal, right?
It is a big deal. It's a big deal because it was a pretty large study conducted in the UK, and they've seen some very statistically significant results in using, as you say, a product that's been around for a pretty long time called dexamethasone.
Yeah. What kind of stats are we looking at here that's proven effectiveness?
They've talked about having up to 5,000 lives more saved in the UK had they used this from the start. They also talking in a ventilating environment where you use a ventilator and hospitals, you only use it then, is in ICU. Some very, very steep declines in the amount of people that can be saved.
Yeah.
So a very, very positive development and a very inexpensive development too, because some of the other treatments we're looking at are very expensive. So, it's inexpensive, and it comes in two forms, both an injectable and a tablet. And, they used the injectable tens. We used to sell it. We still sell it in large and oncology environment. And the tablets have been used for, if you've got asthma or if you've got autoimmune diseases. So it's a product that is readily available globally.
Yeah. Okay, so that clarified. Talk us through the demand that has come through with this breakthrough and your ability to actually cater to that demand, Stephen.
Yeah, the demand, we've been very cautious around demand now because we've had some real fluctuations in demands with the COVID virus in all our products and geographies. And we had some very, very steep increases in anesthetics, particularly across the European market. So we're putting together, so we found out when everyone else found out, we didn't find out any sooner, just so that you're aware, literally sort of yesterday and the day before. So we've been working together with the big organizations like WHO and some of the other NGOs, together with our own demands. The country, we had the ministry phone us from the South African ministry to understand our capacities, capabilities to cover not only South Africa, but all of Africa. And we putting this all together, I'm happy to say that we do carry a lot of stock. We always have carried a lot of stock as an organization.
Yeah.
And our biggest concern was the chemical component. Did we have enough components? Because we've always got the capacity. And we do have. We do have a decent API. So we trying to collate it all, but we should be in a good position to provide much of the world's needs.
Stephen, conversations and negotiations with various governments must have gotten pretty interesting as each country prioritizes self-interest and the cost at which safeguarding their own actually comes in at.
Yes, it is. It's been actually quite a stressful, it's been a very stressful period. We're very privileged to be able to assist across the board. But you are correct, there was, even within the European markets, it wasn't necessarily very easy to cross borders or to move stock across those areas. And you're right, people did worry about national interest. And in fact, I had calls from heads of state across the individual European countries, all trying to make sure that we provided their particular country with sufficient stock.
Yeah. Do normal supply-demand metrics come into play here as you now start to calculate your pricing points on this, Stephen? Or is there a degree of goodwill that naturally comes into play, even if it sacrifices the kind of margins you could be extracting?
Yeah, they aren't the normal supply-demand as a general rule. So, pricing is, you've got a price in the market. To price above that price in this environment is really, not, I would say, it's not acceptable. It wouldn't be part of what Aspen would want to be a part of. You are going to see increased demand. You must assume no price increases.
Having said then that, a lot of focus is going to then be put on your operating costs and how that gets factored into the equation, because it influences just how low you can keep pricing at the end of the day. Do you start negotiating, and I've got to ask this, Stephen, with some kind of leverage on your overall capabilities as a South African manufacturer, because being a manufacturer in South Africa hasn't been easy at all over the recent past?
Yeah, you know, it's a it we don't really at the moment. Our pure focus has been on the patients and trying to get product to patients. I must say, I haven't got a single spreadsheet where someone said, "Here's what the tablets are. This is what you're going to sell them for." It's sort of been the way we've had to operate and are operating over the last 3 or 4 months. Our focus has been, how do we get products to patients? We can do all the counting afterwards. The South African manufacturing environment is tough. It's really tough at the moment, because bear in mind, we've got a lot of factories based large in the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape. So we are dealing with COVID cases within our facilities. 2-3 months ago, it was really tough in Europe. But what I should mention above all else is people have kept coming to work, kept trying to get essential medicines to all the people, to the people and the patients in need. So very, very proud of the team and the efforts they've made in very challenging circumstances.
While you stress test your supply chain, Stephen, this, of course, the answer just until a vaccine is formulated. So a stopgap measure of sorts that we're looking at here, which means you've got to be managing that supply end quite carefully, too.
Agreed. You know, it's very, very hard. And I've sort of, you learn as you go along. And in many instances, people try and buy all your stock in one day, you know. And so, you know, so you've just got to actually allocate and make sure, look at the number of patients and work out how you get it across these so that maximum patients benefit. You know, there were times where people would write 6 month scripts so people didn't have to come to and from pharmacies. And, you know, some people get all 6 months and then some people haven't gotten. You know, your whole 6 month stock is not always practical. So, you know, we now, as I said to you before, we've got to balance this demand. I do agree with you. I think that we need, these are all stopgap measures while we await a vaccine, or we build up the necessary immunities within our communities.
Let's leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Stephen Saad, CEO of Aspen.